You are listening to Vanguard Unpacked, a podcast produced by Vanguard Preparatory School in Dallas, Texas. Our purpose is to provide parents and caregivers with tools and strategies to strengthen relationships with their children and each other. Vanguard is a proud member of the Mensa Education Group.
Welcome back to Vanguard Unpacked. I'm here with Becky Hodnett, our Principal of Admissions and Clinical Services, and Kevin Goodnight, our Director of Family Services and Training. Welcome back, guys.
Hello.
Thank you.
Today, one of the things, so I said this maybe on the last podcast, but the reason I was able to talk you guys into this is you didn't have to do a lot of planning and prep for these. I thought that some of the conversations that I hear around the school would just be really cool if parents could be a fly on the wall and just kind of hear behind the scenes the kinds of things we talked about. So today, I know we talked briefly before this about some of the topics that might be helpful for parents to get some insight into. So I don't know where we want to start. Becky, you just want to jump in with something?
Yeah. I mean, different things. You know, we talk about our kiddos all the time, and what we're trying to do is to help them be the best version that they can be, right? Which ultimately is about what is success, right?
Right.
And success for different kids is different things. But one of the things that I think families, and I hope that in doing this podcast or just in interacting with our families in general, they know they can come to us with seriously any question, any concern or whatever. But I think one of the hardest ones that families might find it's hard to talk about is, hey, you know, my kid's doing pretty well. Do you think they're ready to leave your school? You know, or what right. do you think about the option of, hard conversation, yes, and something that we absolutely want to talk about, because success for us at Vanguard comes in twofolds, right? And that's in kids making progress and saying, hey, I have found my people in my place, and this is where I can be successful, and I want to stay here forever. But success is also, in our opinion, and I mean, I firmly, strongly believe this, is when kids come and get some tools in their tool belt, or maybe some medication management or some behavior therapy or whatever, and they're ready to launch and go somewhere else. And we love being part of that process. And I would love for if there are families that has been their experience this, you know, it would be this year, right?
Right. Because
the other families that has been their experience are not here anymore, not current right. Vanguard families.
And we've talked about having, and I think we should have maybe a few of those families come back and talk about, you know, the experience of having their kid here for a couple of years or 3 years and then transitioning back to public school or a different type of private school,
right?
Just to kind of hear their journey, and maybe we could do that in the future.
So that is success for us, right? When kids are ready to leave. Like, for example, 2 years ago, I don't know last year's statistics. I just happen to know 2 years ago. But 2 years ago in the lower school, we had 28 students. 7 of them left at the end of the school year. 6 of them we were in complete agreement with, right?
Right.
That doesn't mean we were combative with that 7th, but it just means, you know, I think they could use another year here, and we disagreed with the family, but we respect their decision, right? Always their decision. But of those 6 families, we walked beside them, made recommendations, were honest about which schools we thought would be successful for them and not. And thus far, they are all doing well in the placements where they are, you know? Right. For some kids, they were here for 2 years until they were ready to launch. For some, 4. And again, let me say that it is success also when students come to us and don't ever leave.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's right.
Again, if I personally had a kiddo and they went somewhere and they've made friends and felt like they belonged and was being educated in a way I was comfortable and I could afford it, right? Money is always an issue. That would be successful to me, and I probably wouldn't rock the boat. But and respect families that are looking for something different. And sometimes, it's funny, 2 years ago also, we approached 2 families and said, we think it's time for you to consider something else. And they said, are you kicking us out? And I'm like, well, I mean, no. I mean, if you want to stay, but I think it's worth considering, you know, made a lot of progress. So, because that maybe leads us to another topic, which we have a very particular environment.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
And I think it's important for the families to have the conversation, right? Like that's when we see it be successful, when someone just bails out. And we don't know it until like last minute. Oh, they're not coming back. They're going. We decided to do this. That's fine.
Yeah.
Have the conversation, though. Let's sit down and talk about it, because when we all get in the same room together, someone might come up with an idea or a thought that you've not had.
Right.
And it's like, oh, okay, well, this is, we want to consider this, because we're always going to put the kid at the in the center of the conversation, right?
And there is a lot of, particularly in public school, a lot of preparation that needs to go mm-hmm. into the student transferring back from Vanguard that we can be helpful with in those conversations.
Well, and there are things we can put in place, and we've done this before with kids who are on the verge of leaving us and trying new things. Like, let's put some homework into place. Mm-hmm. Let's put some, you know, like just putting some positive practice around things that are different. Because again, Vanguard is, you know, a different kind of environment.
Right, right. So. Which it does kind of lead into another topic we talked about, that we have families who either upon coming to Vanguard or once they've been at Vanguard for a while, they're concerned about, you know, maybe their kid is having some behavioral problems, but they're worried about their child being exposed to maybe different kinds of behavior or picking up bad habits or different things from other kids. So, and I know sometimes that comes up in your conversations with parents,
Becky. It does, yeah.
But even if initially maybe they're comfortable with it, maybe they see something happen at the school and they're like, oh, I didn't know my child was being exposed to that, you know, student hit, you know, punching a wall or whatever it might be.
Right.
So y'all talk about that, because I think that's definitely a valid question.
It's a valid point. And so when you come into an environment where we have behaviors, that's what we do. It's just part of the environment. Mm-hmm. And so what people have to understand, I think, are families and what we can teach and what we talk to the kids about, all these behaviors have a function behind them. They are getting some kind of payoff. And so, yeah, kids will pick up new behaviors. They're going to do that in public school, in private school, at Vanguard, at Walmart. They're going to see behavior, and they're going to try them on. It's kind of like putting on a hat. No, I don't like that one. The behavior keeps going when it generates something that you want, when there's something functionally behind that. And so what we tell the kids here is, you know, we all teach each other sometimes what you want to do and what you don't want to do. I've never seen a kid in all my time literally pick up a behavior that we couldn't interrupt and get stopped, that they saw another kid do that they had never done, right? And so what might you see at the school? Maybe loud, someone getting loud, slamming a door, just stuff like that. And so it's natural that the parent, if I'm a parent, I'm like, oh, I don't want my kid doing that. And if I see them do that at home, I'm going to kind of react to it. It's just normal stuff. And so all of it is a teaching opportunity. And so when we see this stuff at the school, what the parents don't see is we process all of this with our students and with our staff. So when there's a behavior in the classroom, when it's done and everybody's settled down, we come together and talk about it.
As a group.
As a class.
And that would be the benefit of I think, Vanguard. It's the beauty of Vanguard is that we're actually talking about that.
That's right.
That thing that happened that was so stressful. And they're getting to see it dealt with in a healthy way.
And then the kid comes back into the class and is welcomed back into the environment. Now, and all of this is processed. So none of it's swept under the rug. None of it's like, oh, this weird behavior happened and we're not going to act like it's there.
Or this happened and you're kicked out or you're...
Yeah, it's really... How did that make you feel when, you know, the kid stood up and yelled? It scared me because, you know, my brother yells at me at home or whatever, or nothing, it doesn't bother me. I'm used to that. And, you know, just let people kind of process where they are and then let the student come back in and process with everyone. That's so healthy to do, because that's what you want to do in a family system. Like, we all kind of act out at home at different times, parents, kids, everybody. And if we can come.
I don't, Mr. Goodnight.
Oh,
I just
sorry,
want you
Ms.
to know
Becky.
That. I don't act out ever. Sorry.
So, and we talk about how we act out at home when we're in, we're in clinical meetings. We'll come in and I'll be like, oh my God, you're not going to believe what I did. And I just kind of have to process that out, right? And just hear somebody go, you know what? It's okay. I've done that too. Well, the kids do that. And it's such a great skill to teach.
Right.
That they can use. They'll be able to use this. And so.
Well, and with the behavior stuff. So they might try it on, like you said, like a hat.
Yeah, they might try it on.
Or they might not, but there's vicarious learning, right? So they might see somebody do a behavior and then they're going to see the maybe natural and logical consequence that comes with the behavior. Mm-hmm. And they're going to see the processing and they're going, you know. So, yeah, I mean, they might try it on, but they might watch it and go, yeah,
that
no.
That didn't go
That
well.
Didn't work for them, you know.
Don't
that,
do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, and to your point, there are behaviors. I mean, kids are kids, right? People mm-hmm. are people. Anywhere you go, there are going to be people making poor choices. The cool thing about Vanguard is that somebody makes the poor choice, and then you get to see them process and learn from the choice they made.
Right.
So.
Restorative. We restore them back to the community.
Restorative
right?
circles.
Yes.
Some of the, what we're talking about is the questions I get from families, some families at intakes, you know, and I don't know if our current families, because these podcasts are for our current families, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's...
At least they are now. We might...
right.
If you're hearing this on Spotify or...
Oh, gosh. Okay.
We will have gotten way more positive feedback than we've gotten at this point.
Than we're anticipating, too. But the, you know, the question I get sometimes is... Vanguard is so different, right? Kind of like a bubble, like the way we, the things, the behaviors that we were just talking about, if they happened in another school, would be handled very differently, right? Mm-hmm. And the way we go about things and the giving the choice. I mean, I hear from staff and families, it's like a family, right? It's more nurturing and some people refer to it as like a bubble, right? It's not real world, right? Not the real world. And so what I would just say to that, and it's fascinating, I had a great conversation with a 16-year-old about it just the other day, because he was wanting to understand why are my standards for changing levels, we won't get into that, but why are the standards you have for me different than you have for mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z? You know, and it's a great question. But it is because philosophically we kind of operate and come from two different places, and that is to drive, we want everybody to be the best versions of themselves we can be. So it's going to be fair and equal, but it is certainly not going to be the same. Right. And I do not, and research would tell us, I do not believe that it's doing harm to our students. We still have standards that push them to the best of their abilities.
'Cause he was saying to you, if that student, I watched a student do something today.
Yes.
If I did that, I would never get away with that. I would not still be on my same level. And
right.
I couldn't understand
why was the case.
That doesn't seem fair.
That's right. That's right. And the reason is because that student may have done that, but that student used to do that 6 times a day. And now that student does that behavior 1 time a month. Mm-hmm. So we have seen enormous growth from that student. But from you, I've never seen that behavior before. So if you chose to do that, I would be like, uh-uh, no, unacceptable, right? Like,
right.
And that's why it feels different. But I hope that even teachers that come from us from different environments sometimes and initially, you know, see how we operate meeting students where they are, particularly socially, emotionally, behaviorally, but academically as well, see us meet them where they are, it doesn't click at first. But eventually you recognize that that's your only option in many ways, mm-hmm. is you have to meet kids. You have to meet people where they are mm-hmm. and
right.
progress from there. Because if I... you know, had expectations of this student. The student I was talking with the other day who, when first came to us, dysregulation in a way that is night and day from now. But if I expected from him then what I'm able to expect from him now, he would never have been successful, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So I guess I would love, if families ever want to talk about that, about why we do it the way we do it and why it maybe feels insular or like a bubble, you know, like our expectations are not real world. There's a reason. And those expectations don't stay stagnant.
Right. That's mm-hmm. what I was going to say. So that student that you were talking about, you were able to say to him, look at where you were just a year ago.
Right. Yeah.
If we'd had the expectations of you today that we had then that we have today, you wouldn't be here.
I mean,
you would, you know, and so it's, yeah, it's ever evolving.
Right.
And I would say we do have real world consequences here. We have natural consequences that happen all the time. And so I think that's a thing that happens in our school. And I think it's a really good skill, again, teaching these kids a skill to go out in the world and to work around people and be around people and go, this is not fair. I'm getting treated different in some respects, not in an unsafe way, but like, and I can be okay with that. Like, you know, we teach our kids to keep moving, even though, you know, this doesn't feel fair to you.
Right. Yeah, and I would.
That's your phone.
Hello.
It's on silent. I promise it's on silent.
But I have never had a family or a kid come back and go, wow, they didn't make it because it wasn't fair when they were.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It really, because they do learn how to move on with it. And what we hear the other kids say is, oh, don't worry about that. We're all on our own.
We all have our own program.
And so they kind of get that. They start rolling with it, and it really kind of works out.
Right, right. And I would like, I was just thinking about the conversation. I would love to, I mean, what we're really talking about today are hard conversations that parents might find it uncomfortable to ask about.
That's
the
right.
bubble or, you know, the behavior that they're worried about their kid picking up. I would love to have people, parents, if you're listening, if you have something that you'd like us to address on the podcast, that email us questions for the future.
Yeah, and come talk to us. I've had some parents recently like reach out and, hey, I just want to come talk about this, something that was said on a family education or a family supporter at camp. Can we talk about this? Yeah, do that, please. Come in. We love that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, I think that's enough for today. Thank you guys again.
Thank you.
And we will
stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to Vanguard Unpacked. If you would like more information, please visit us at vanguardprepschool.com.